30-year-old Philip Deng tries to comfort his 10-month-old baby boy who was admitted at Bori State Hospital a week ago.
When I brought him here, he was very sick. He couldn't eat anything unless through a tube, but it's improving. The doctors have helped him. I hope with God's help, he's going to be okay.
Deng says floodwaters washed away all his chickens, goats and crops in Wangle village 4 months ago, leaving him nothing to feed his family. He says he fled his village with his family, who now live under harsh conditions in Bor town. Peter Akangi, UNICEF's nutrition field monitor in Jonglei State, says 12 children have died of acute malnutrition in Jonglei State alone in the last 9 months. Akangi says UNICEF has admitted more than 32,000 children suffering from severe acute malnutrition in Bori State Hospital and other health facilities across the state. UNICEF also admitted more than 63,000 other children due to moderate malnutrition in 167 nutrition centers across Jonglei State, according to Akangi.
We have been conducting life-saving nutrition, and we have so many children with severe acute malnutrition that we are successfully treated. Most of them have recovered, and we have so many in form of thousands in the program right now.
According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, some 500,000 people have been affected by flooding in areas along the White Nile, with Jonglei and Lakes being the worst affected states. According to the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, some 350,000 people in Jonglei State have been displaced by flooding since July. UNICEF says the continuous displacement particularly impacts the health of mothers and children.
We are educating mothers on breastfeeding practices, basically exclusive breastfeeding in the first 6 months, and then continuation of breastfeeding up to 2 years, together with good hygiene practices in the communities. To prevent children from becoming malnourished, and also the health of the mothers.
Akangi says in addition to UNICEF efforts to prevent malnutrition, the government should establish plans to deal with looming disasters like famine. Dr. Boli Chow, medical director at Bori State Hospital, says with nutrition assistance from UNICEF and other organizations, his facility is working to treat the thousands of children who suffer from malnutrition.
It's clear from the data that was given to you in the department that there is an increase in the number of malnourished children in the town. This is highly attributed to the fact that the flood has displaced people to the towns, and here in the town, they are unable to have a good meal, and this has led to an increase in the number of malnourished children. With the support from UNICEF, Save the Children and World Food Program, the children are well attended to. Those are admitted, the severe acute malnutrition cases admitted in the wards here and are attended to.
The joint early warning analysis of acute food insecurity hotspots issued last Friday by the Food and Agriculture Organization and the UN World Food Program warned that South Sudan and three other countries could experience famine in the next 3 months if no urgent action is taken to avert the deteriorating humanitarian situation. The report described a toxic combination of conflict, economic decline, climate extremes, and the COVID-19 pandemic that is driving people further to the emergency phase of food insecurity. Parts of the population in the four hotspots of highest concern are already experiencing a critical hunger situation, according to the report. The FAO warns that escalation in conflict as well as a further reduction in humanitarian access could lead to famine in Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Yemen, and South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.